Here at the Southern Media Symposium, BASF headquarters in Research Triangle Park, North Carolina. And with me is Dr. Gary Fellows, whom we have spoken to on many a time. We have talked about the pillars of plant health, but why don't you go run through that again with us? What are the pillars of plant health that BASF talks about?
When BASF talks about plant health, we really mean it's a combination effect of three different and distinct areas. First is foremost is disease control. So we know that it's a fungicide. We know we're trying to control the disease, and we get the benefits from that. Second of all is growth efficiency. So we're trying to make the plants more efficient in what they're doing, with more efficient in photosynthesis, more efficient in respiration, just overall growth efficiency. And the third one is to stress tolerance and to help increase the plant's level to dealing with natural stresses that are occurring, whether it's drought, whether it's too much rain, whether it's high heat, whether it's cold weather, helping those plants deal with it. But it's the combined effect of those three factors that add up to plant health for us. And so we really look at those three things together in the field.
Now, one of the things you talked about today was something I had not heard you speak about before, at least not in this terminology. Is it endophytic?
Endophytic pathogens. Okay. It's basically those are diseases that are living and they're present pretty much on the outside of, say, a corn plant the whole time. But until that plant becomes stressed, that's when the endophytic pathogens then take off. So if you've got, for example, in the case that we had the studies done, we had a lot of fusarium that was on the outside of the corn stalks. And it wasn't until that plant became stressed, so if we cut the segment and opened it up and put it in a high humidity chamber, suddenly the fusarium ran wild and caused a lot of stalk rot and a lot of stalk disease. But in a normal situation, you wouldn't see that until it's stressed. So when does a plant become stressed? Well, when it starts going reproductive phase and maybe it doesn't get a rainfall for a couple of days or something, goes stressed, that disease gets in there. And if you have a lot of stalk disease, then you're going to have a lot of lodging, you're going to reduce your stands, you're going to have a lot more trouble combining. So what we're seeing is that even though you don't see that disease at the time, a headline AMP application on that control that endophytic disease before it got into the plant. And so when the plant did go through stress, the headline AMP prevented it from getting the stress, prevented it from the disease coming in, and you prevented that stalk rot.
Well, we talk a lot about corn and soybeans when we talk about headline and headline AMP, but one of the things you talked about here of particular interest to southern growers was cotton and the use of headline for a disease that's developed here in the south and gotten, I guess, pretty bad, we heard about up in the lab, but target spot in cotton. Tell us about that.
Yeah, target spot is one that really, it's probably been around for a while, but it really wasn't identified until, I think it was Dr. Kemmerite down in Georgia, identified it a few years back and realized that target spot was really a devastating disease. And what we saw is that a headline-treated field in cotton was preventing that disease from getting started. And that disease has spread through most of Georgia, moved up into the Carolinas as well. I don't think it's got to the Delta yet, but it's certainly a big problem. And so what we've seen with a couple of applications is we may get as much as a couple 200 pounds of lint cotton per acre increase in yield because we're preventing that target spot from defoliating underneath the upper canopy. You kind of don't see the disease from the road. You walk into the field, part the leaves, and you realize that all the leaves have fallen off the bottom of the plant. That's target spot often in the cotton fields.
Right, and they said it really hurts yields, and it has gotten worse in the last few years.
Absolutely, and I don't know what the reason it's gotten worse, but I think it's because it got here, it developed, and now it's spreading, and we need to get out there and look at that as an identifiable disease that we should be treating and scouting for in the cotton fields.
Well, another crop you talked about here is rice, and is it circadus? Circadus?
Exactly. Circadus is a zemium-based product, so it's a zemium fungicide. It's been out in rice for about 2 years now. This is the second year, but it's out only in the state of Louisiana and for an emergency use permit because there was a disease called sheath blight in rice, which is Rhizoctonia, that became resistant to the normal fungicide program that they were using. And the only available tool for these rice growers was to get an emergency use permit for Circadus. And Circadus shows very good activity on that disease, and that's the exact same disease as aerial web blight in soybeans. And so if you have aerial web blight in soybeans, you're looking at that same potential. So that's an excellent time to put Preaxor into your soybeans because Preaxor contains zemium, which is Circadus, and can control that in your soybeans in the rotation as well and prevent resistance in your rice.
Interesting. Okay, another important crop here being peanuts. You talked about using Vault and Integral in peanuts.
Yes, Vault plus Integral is a product that we have in the BSF portfolio. And what Vault is a special rhizobia that's selected for peanut activity. And the rhizobia then it's a bacteria, grows on the roots. The roots hairs form a little nodule. They actually form the rhizobial nodules on the root. And the rhizobia then fix the nitrogen out of the air. The nitrogen then is used by the peanuts. And the neat thing about this is we also have that product also contains a product called Integral. And Integral is another bacteria, and that bacteria forms on the rhizosphere, which is the outer surface of the root, and actually acts as a biofungicide, basically, or a plant protectant, and prevents diseases from getting into the peanuts as well. So we actually have two different bacteria doing two different things, helping the plants grow, protecting it from diseases, but also helping the nitrogen fixation. And legumes need a lot of nitrogen, and so it actually helps the plants grow very well.
All right, thanks a lot, Dr. Gary Fellows, here at BASF headquarters in RTP, North Carolina. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.